Puzzle Master is not an occupation you'll find listed in the Help Wanted section. In fact, Crossword Puzzle Editor is a pretty unusual job, and there are others. How about Page Turner for professional musicians, Golf Ball Diver, Dog Sniffer, Riddler? Now, that occupation doesn't involve wordplay, nor does it describe an arch enemy of Batman. A riddler is a person who rotates bottles of sparkling wine at the vineyard to help remove sediment. The master riddler at the Schramsberg Vineyard in Napa Valley, California, can rotate some 40,000 bottles a day. His story and the story of 65 other professionals can be found in the book Odd Jobs, Portraits of Unusual Occupations. And the author is Nancy Rika Schiff, and she's in our New York Bureau. Welcome, Nancy.
Thank you, Leanne.
Now, you don't have an odd job. You're a professional photographer. How did you get interested in other people's work?
Well, I was at the Hollywood Racetrack in California, and there was a very unusual-looking man. I started photographing him, and I asked him what his job was, and his job was to time the races. And that just got me thinking about all the other odd jobs there are out there.
Can we talk about some of them? And I'd really love to start with the picture that you have on the cover of the book. It's a woman, and she's sniffing a man's armpits. Who is she, and what is she doing?
Well, she's an odor judge, and she works for a lab in Cincinnati where they test all kinds of odors, not just underarm odors, but feet odor, cat litter odor. This is, categorized as one of the jobs that nobody wants to do.
How does she get out of bed and go to work every morning knowing that she's got to smell something bad?
She's very serious about her job. I mean, she doesn't want people making fun of her job either. It is a serious job.
Safecracker is a job that you have in there, and this is something that's actually legal.
Absolutely. He had a security store on Lexington Avenue, and if someone lost their combination for the safe, he was the one who would open it up for them.
Ah, and he used to do this in the U.S. Army.
Yes, that's where he learned his practice.
So not in prison.
No.
Tell us about your most harrowing photo shoot. It's the picture that you took of Jeffrey Glanzer, whose occupation is crack filler.
Well, it's interesting how I found that job, because I got a fax one day advertising for photographers if you wanted to photograph at Mount Rushmore on July 4th. Well, I had no intention of doing that, but I called the person whose name was listed on the fax, and I told him about my project, and he was the one who suggested the crack filler on Mount Rushmore. I hiked up with some rangers to the top, and I was standing on top of George Washington's head photographing the crack filler who was on Thomas Jefferson's nose.
Are people aware that they're doing odd jobs?
No, they're not. They're not aware of it, but it's funny because when I ask them what people's reactions are to their jobs, that's when they realize they are a little offbeat. They always say, well, people look at me strangely, or they laugh, or they have all kinds of reactions.
Did you approach this project with sort of a sense of humor and then all of a sudden realize that there was something serious going on here?
Yes, that's exactly what happened. I looked at it at a light view of Americana with a humorous slant, and it's become so much more. The book has been selected by a young panel of librarians at the New York Public Library, and it was selected for the Teenage List 2003, which I think has been one of my biggest honors. And I met some of the young librarians, and they told me it inspires creativity. I got an email from a second grade teacher in Alabama who has used the book in his classroom to talk about career options for kids. And I just love the fact that that's come out of this book.
Photographer Nancy Rika Schiff, her book is titled Odd Jobs, Portraits of Unusual Occupations, published by 10 Speed Press. Thanks a lot, Nancy.
Thank you, Leanne.